Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, this morning. We are in the house of the Lord again, and we give you all the praise and all the glory, Lord. We thank you because the entrance of your word gives light, and it brings light. And I ask, Lord, this morning, let that light shine in our hearts. Yes, to bring forth the knowledge, the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Bring something new in our lives this morning by the word of the Lord. We give you all the praise and all the glory. And everybody says, let's put our hands together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on. Praise God. Amen. Now this morning, sown in weakness, raised in power. Amen. I preached something like this before, different title, But the Lord was moving upon my heart to bring this message. And let's see what the Lord's going to do for us here in this message this morning. Sown in weakness, raised in power. And I'm going to start in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I'm going to take this text and read a few verses here, and then we're going to see what the Lord is going to reveal to us in this message. And you pay attention, because God is fixing to change your story. Amen? Listen to this, First Corinthians chapter 15. And let me start at verse 37. Of course, this whole chapter, talking about the resurrection. And although it's talking about the resurrection of the body, and so forth, I'm going to be talking about a different kind of resurrection here this morning. That's the resurrection of the, your dreams, resurrection of the, aspirations, and resurrection of, the purpose of God in your life that may have been dormant. But God's going to bring it to pass. Amen? Now, verse 37. That which thou sowest, 1 Corinthians 15. See, thou sowest not that body which shall be. But you sow bare grain, it may chance of wheat or of some other grain. So, when we sow a seed, what you sow is not exactly the same as the result. You might sow this little seed, but it's something else that comes out, after that. So, let's see what the Lord is saying here. But God gives his a body as he pleased him, and to every seed his own body. And all flesh is not the same, but there is one kind of flesh for men, another flesh of beasts, and of fishes, and another of birds. But there's also celestial bodies, and bodies terrestrial, and the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. Right. So we're laying a foundation for this. There is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars, and for one star differeth from another star in glory. Verse 42. And here's where we're going in this message. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. And it is raised in power. How many of you can say amen to that? Well, you say, I don't understand all of that. Well, you will by the time we finish this message. Now, what does it mean that something is sown in weakness? But it raises power. Well, basically, let me give you the punchline for this message right now. And then I will explain. It means that when you put something into God's hands, even though it may be weak, God turns it into something powerful. Amen. Hallelujah. And when something starts out little, when you turn it into God's hands, it turns into something mighty. Amen. That's where this message is headed. So just in case you are thinking about it, I'm going to show you some scriptures, to reveal it, and then I'm going to say something that the Lord wants me, to share with you here in this message. Now, let's look at John chapter 12 and verse 24. And Jesus will illustrate this same thing that we just read here, In fact, in verse 36 of 1 Corinthians 15, which I didn't read, he said, thou fool, that which thou sowest is not quickened until it, first of all, dies. What you sow is not brought to life until first he dies. And Jesus said exactly the same thing in John 12 and 24. He said, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But when it dies, it brings forth much fruit. Now, at the time when it is dying, it is sown in weakness. It looks like it is nothing. It looks like it is even rotten. You know, it decays in the ground. But the next thing you know, it comes up in greatness. The next thing you know, it comes up and brings up much fruit. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, Jesus will tell this story also in the book of Matthew chapter 13. There is a parable that he gave concerning the parable of the kingdom. I mean, he gave many parables in that chapter. You should read it all. You know, I love reading those chapters. I mean, those parables. But this is Matthew 13, verses 31 and 32. Just two very short verses explaining something tremendously powerful that goes right with this message this morning. And another parable he put forth, saying unto them, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a grain of a mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field. Now verse 32 will tell you what kind of seed this thing. He said that this is indeed the least of all the seeds. It's the smallest seed. But when it is grown, it becomes the greatest among herbs. And it becomes a tree so that all the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. Can you say amen? It is sown in weakness. It looks like a small thing. But the next thing you know, it becomes something great. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. In the book of Job, chapter 8, and verse 7, the Bible says, though thy beginning was small, yet thy latter end will be greatly increased. Hallelujah. So something that starts out small, when you put it in the hands of the Lord, it can come into a great abundance. And it can be greatly increased. Amen. So don't be discouraged because something starts out small. Amen. Remember the message a couple of months ago on the abundance of rain, the sound of abundance of rain. That little cloud. That little cloud like a, you know, at the man's hand that Elijah saw. And he got under it in prayer. And he started with a very small hand. I mean, it looked like a very small hand. It was just a cloud, you know. And, you know, his servant said, well, I don't see anything. Elijah said, well, you know, maybe not yet. But he began to pray. And he continued praying. And the next thing you know, there was an abundance, a deluge of rain. That little cloud began to turn into something else. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 60 and verse 22. The Bible says a small one shall become what? It's going to become a thousand. When you take something little, all of a sudden, how can a little one become a thousand? In the hands of God. Amen. Now that's right. And a small one shall become a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in his time. Now he put his name right smack down on that promise. He said, look, I can take anything that is little. In fact, the Bible says that he takes the base things of this earth, confound the mighty and the wise. He can take things that are little. He can take things that are, you know. I remember also the message we preached about a year or so ago on despised, but, you know, and rejected of men. But, you know what? You know, blessed and accepted of God, you know. Things that are rejected, things that look like nothing, you know, to people. You know, you look at something and so forth, you know. I mean, you are out of a job, you know, for a long time and so forth. And then, you know, you are seeking the Lord, and then all of a sudden, God gives you this little job. But it doesn't look exactly like what you want. It looks like that little cloud, the man's hand, you know. And then you say, well, you know, that's not what I want. Well, you know, you never know what the Lord's going to do with that. Amen. It's kind of like the little boy's lunch, you know, 5 loaves and 2 fishes. But in the hands of the master, it becomes something else. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. You should never be discouraged. No matter what your situation looks like right now, you know, put it in the hands of the Lord. And he will take that and he will turn it around, you know, and God knows how to do it better than anybody else. You know, I'm going to be sharing how he does it with you in a few minutes after I read this next few verses. Now, so when you arm yourself with this, you know, with this encouragement in the Lord, the Bible actually commands the person that is weak to say that they are strong. Amen. In the book of Joel chapter 3 and verse 10. He said, let the weak say, I am strong. Hallelujah. You know, those of you, he said, look, you have been sitting on the couch. You know, it's time for you to get up and fight the battle. Amen. Blow your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Don't sit on the couch anymore. Get up and believe the Lord. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. You know, the Lord, he has a way that he does these things. You know, but, you know, remember, the ASK rule, Matthew 7 and 7. It's A, it is S, and it's K. That spells what? Ask. But also it means A stands for ask, and S stands for seek, and K stands for knock. So you got to do these three things. That's exactly how it works. You must ask, and you must seek, and then you must knock. If you ask and you don't get it yet, you seek. If you seek and you don't get it yet, you keep knocking until the door is open. Amen. You never give up. You know, praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. You know, but some people say, well, you know, I'm just going to ask. And if the Lord does it, fine. If he doesn't do it, fine. You know. Then, well, you're not going to get anything that way. You know, praise the Lord. But you've got to say to the Lord, I know you've already done it. Hallelujah. Because look, God's already done everything that we need. Jesus said it himself, it is finished. Hallelujah. I am Alpha and Omega. So he done it. You know, all we need to do is receive what he's already done. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now, listen to this. In the book of Psalms 126 and verse 5. He said, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Amen. You know, so it starts out with tears, but it ends up in joy. Hallelujah. It starts out in weakness, but it ends up in power. It starts out in dishonor. You know, I've heard so many stories. In fact, right here in our midst, we have success stories. You know, people who came, you know, some people came from Nigeria and so forth. They started out, you know, we have a sister right here in our midst. You know, she came, you know, and she started out with, you know, cleaning the bathrooms and stuff like that and so on. You know, it was sown in dishonor. But today she's a medical doctor. Amen. How many of you can say praise the Lord? That's right. Yeah, you can give the Lord a hand clap for that. That's right. Because he started out in dishonor. Say, well, you know, some people say, well, I can't do that. Well, you know, because, you know, you don't know how the Lord is working. You know, because the Lord can do anything. Praise God. You know, and I tell you something, folks. The way up with God is down. Hallelujah. That's the way it is. In fact, that's the road to glory. It's, you know, Jesus said it himself. You know. He said, you know, they asked him, they said, well, let us sit on your left hand and right hand and so on. And he said, well, you know, that's not yours for the asking. And then he turned around and said, can you do this? Can you drink of this cup and so forth? They said, yeah, we can. And he said, yeah, sure you will. See, and the way that Jesus went to his glory, he told them in Luke 24, those two disciples that he walked with on the road to Emmaus. He said, don't you know that Christ ought to have suffered all these things in order to enter into his glory? That's the way it works. Christ, I tell you something, folks, the greatest example of being sown in weakness and raised in power. When he was hanging upon that cross, he looked weak. In fact, they mocked him. And they said, well, you saved others. Why don't you save yourself? Come on, come down from that cross and so forth. You know, they mocked him. He looked like weak, you know, and so on. He hung upon that cross. He was bleeding and so forth. You know, and he looked like nothing. You know, and he looked dejected. He looked rejected, you know, and so on. You know, but I tell you what, boy, when he blew out of that grave, hallelujah! When he came out of that grave, my goodness, he was raised in the power of his resurrection. Praise God. Sown in weakness, it looks like nothing, but raised in power. You know, and he stood right there, you know, I mean, he hung right there on that cross. He looked upon everything. He bore the sins of the world. And even for a moment, the light departed from him. It became darkness. Hallelujah. Because of you. He took the sins of the world all upon him and the Father for just one moment. You know, but then, my goodness, he went down, you know, to hell. He whooped that devil all over the place. Praise God. He triumphed over it. You know, And he nailed everything, and he, you know, all the handwriting of ordinances that was against you, he broke it all. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, one time the Lord showed me this, and I've said this before. I wasn't going to say this in this message, but he just reminded me. You know, and I saw one time the devil, he took out a contract, and he wanted to write, you know, so I'd write some names of, you know, some of the people on it. But I looked. And as he wrote, you know, he was writing, but I didn't see anything appearing. You know, and I kept looking, and he wrote it, but it didn't appear. You know, I heard a voice that said, "Void, we are prohibited by law." Hallelujah! Praise God. You know, and the contract of death that the devil took out on some of you, the trunk had contract of failure and contract of, you know, disappointment and all of these, you know, things and so forth. God has made it void through the law of liberty of the sons of God. Amen. Give everybody a hand clap for that. Thank you, Jesus. How many of you know that even, you know, in the state of Arizona and even many states across this great country, you know, they don't care what law you write, you know, what contract you make, you know, rather. You know, you can make any contract, you can sign it in blood if you like. They don't care. Underneath any one of those contracts, there is an underlying law. It's always void if it's prohibited by the law. Amen? So you can't sign any, you can go sign any contract, but it means nothing if it is contrary to the law. Hallelujah. And so anything that the devil tries to put in place that is contrary to the word of God for your life is null and void. Amen? I see the law! That's what that vision meant. You know, and there is not the devil, he cannot do it. You know, he's been trying to do it from the beginning of creation. And God has showed him up every single time. Amen. Praise God. And then when the Christ appeared upon the scene, you know, God would show the ultimate example of being sown in weakness and raised in power. He came, although he was the greatest of all, you know, but he came in weakness. He came like a little baby. He was born in a stable, stinking horses and everything like that. And he looked like nobody. But I tell you what, he was the King of Kings. The Lord of Lords. And there is none that can stay his hand. And finally, at the end of the time, when he showed himself to John, he said, "I am Alpha and Omega." Amen. You know, this is not that little baby anymore, folks. This is not, you know, and even one time John, you know, and some of the disciples, they're probably rubbing shoulders with him and leaning on him and so forth, you know, at dinner. When he came this time, his eyes blazing like fire. John fell at his feet as dead. Hallelujah. Sown in weakness, raised in power. Hallelujah. And he raised up his hands in Matthew 28 and 20 and said, "All power in heaven and on earth is given into my hand." And I got it. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, why did he do all of that? Why did he give up everything? Because he went for the pearl of great price. And that's you sitting here today. He gave up everything he had because he went for that gold, boy. And he got it. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I am so glad that he did. In fact, one time the Bible said that John, he wept much. The book of Revelation chapter 5. Because he thought nobody, you know, he thought the redemption was lost. There was nobody found to open the book or do anything. You know, and John wept much. But the Bible says, he was told, "Don't worry about it. There's somebody here that is worthy." Amen? Amen. Praise God. Now remember, they couldn't find any angel, apostle, prophet, or anybody to do it. But they found one. Hallelujah. And they said, "The Lion of the tribe of Judah, he has prevailed." And when John turned, he was looking for a lion, he saw a lion. Hallelujah. Now, I tell you something, folks. There is something about the Lord. You know, he walks in these paradoxes all the time. You know, people are always looking for something else, but he comes in a different way. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, one time, you know, Jesus said, "Well, you know, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." So everybody is looking for a building because he said, "I'll build." And you know, to really make people confused, he came to the house of a carpenter. So, you know, everybody thought he's going to build something. So, "Well, you know, I'll build my church." So, "Well, okay, right, we'll look for the building that he's going to build." well, you know, destroy this temple and I'll raise it in 3 days. They said, well, he said he's going to crash this temple down. So he always uses these paradoxes and confuses the people. But to the real elect, he gives the revelation. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the church is a building. That's quite right. There's no question about that. Because he said, I will build my church. But it's not of stone and it's not of wood. And it's not of brick and it's not of windows and all these things. It is the souls of men justified by the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That's the church of the living God. Amen. And God is making a habitation in that church through the Spirit of God, you know, for himself. You know, but if he did all of that, you know, and he started by something so little in a stable. I mean, just look at it. You can even read, even in the book of Revelation chapter 7, you can read even those that came out of great tribulation. They are like numbers, you know, that could not be numbered. Sands of the sea and so forth. I mean, God, he got everybody that he could ever get. But he started out with something so little, you know, amen. He started out with something so little, born in a stable, looked like nothing at all. But the next thing you know, in fact, the Bible says, you know, that, you know, in the vision that Nebuchadnezzar and so forth saw, you know, he said, look, you know, I saw this stone cut out, you know, from a mountain without hands. And the same stone began to fill the earth and took over everything. Amen. Praise the Lord. It looked like a little man's hand, right? At first cut out from a mountain without, you know, anything and so forth. You know, but the next thing you know, it filled the whole earth. The mountain of the house of the Lord. My goodness. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now, I want you to know this, folks. I didn't plan to say all of those things. The Lord just brought them in. But the thing is this. The message here this morning is the things that God has started in your life, which look right now that they may be little. Don't worry about it. Though thy beginnings be small, yet thy latter end shall be greatly increased. Amen. Isaiah chapter 55. And I said this will go with my message. And the Lord wants me to explain this thing here, this chapter, which many of us have read many, many times. And I'm going to start, you know, at verse 6. It says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Isaiah 55. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord. Amen, folks? That's the only way that you're going to get the mercy of the Lord. You got to forsake those evil ways. You got to come back to the Lord. And he will have mercy on him and to our God, because he will abundantly pardon. Now, verse 8. This is how God does these things. My thoughts, he said, are not your thoughts. Amen? Amen. Neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. Now, I want you to ponder that for a minute. Now, you know, we know that we got to do and so forth like that, you know, all the things that we need to do. But look, God is the one that teacheth you to prosper. Amen? Amen, folks? Isaiah, you know, will tell you that. You know, and also, you know, God will tell you that, you know, in Psalms 32 and 8, the Lord will guide you, direct you the way you should go, and guide you with his very eye. He's the one that will do that in Psalms, you know, 32 and verse 8. You know, so we see that his ways are not our ways. What we think, how we think about going about stuff, that's not the way that God's going to go about it. And I want you, by the grace of God, you'll be here next week, find out more about that, because I've got a real message from the Lord that he wants me to talk about. And so you're going to find out how the mercy of God works in ways that we don't think. Now, the heavens, he said, look, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Amen. Can you imagine the distance, you know, between the heavens and the earth? That's how high, he said, my ways are higher than yours, and your thoughts, you know. So when you're thinking, you know, things, and most of the time, you know, our imagination, it goes only so far, you know, but the Lord, you know, he knows how to bring these things, you know. In fact, he's got a million different ways that we don't even know of how to bring to pass his purpose in your life. Amen? That's right. Now, for as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not hither, but watereth the earth and maketh it to bring forth and to bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be. Now, I want you to know that everything that God's going to bring to pass in your life, you know, starts with the Word of God. The Word of God, he said, by word that has gone forth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void. Amen, folks. But it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. Now, the trouble with us sometimes is, you know, we try to put a timetable that God hasn't put into God's word. I mean, God said, you know, I'll do this thing. You know, sometimes God will tell you point blank when he will do it. But sometimes he will just tell you that he will do it. You know, and then, you know, if he tells you he will do it, you know, and then you worry about it or so forth, right? Just because it didn't happen in one day or one week or what, don't worry about it. He told Abraham, he gave him the promise, but it took him 25 years to realize that promise. Amen? Amen. And God put those things in the Bible for our benefit. Amen. So that at the end of the age, we will not be discouraged. You know, though it tarry, wait for it though, because it will not tarry long. Amen? So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void, but it will accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. This is how God does it. You know, and then he said, look, for ye shall go out with joy. That's right. And you will be led forth with peace. Now that's a great promise. If you believe that, you can give the Lord a hand clap for it. Amen. You will go out with joy. And you'll be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing. And all the trees of the field shall celebrate your success. That's what it means for the trees of the field to clap their hands for you. You clap your hands for somebody when you are collaborating and cheering them on and celebrating their success. All the trees of the field. Now let me say it to you folks. This year. This is the year that people will celebrate you. Amen. Can you say amen to that? That's right. This is the year that the trees of the field will clap their hands for you. Amen. And not only that, you know, listen to this also that they will do. That the Lord's going to do. He's going to change your story this year. Amen. He's going to take away the thorns. He said, instead of the thorns shall come the fir tree. And instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be, you know, to the Lord for a name and for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Hallelujah. Now I want to say this in closing. That God is the one that can make things from nothing into something. The Bible says that God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, he is also the one that commands things out of nothing. And he is the God that raises the dead. God doesn't bury the dead. He raises the dead. Amen. Amen. If your dreams are dead, you know, you put them in the hands of God, God will raise those dreams. Amen. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. And let me also tell you this, folks, that there is something unique about, you know, what God has ordained for you. Amen. Amen. You know, what he has ordained for you, he has set it in place. He set it in motion. No matter how long it takes, it is going to come to pass. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. The hour is coming and now is. That the Lord will hasten it to perform it in your lives. Amen. Amen. Now, you say, well, you know, it's been a long time and so forth like that. Well, you know, I'll tell you stuff. Something, folks. You just only need to read the story in Exodus chapter 15. And you'll find out that, you know, the greatest point of discouragement is when your blessing is just around the corner. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. They were just around the corner. I tell you, folks, in Exodus 15, God had already prepared 12 oases and date palms and everything just around the corner for them. But they started to grumble. They said, we want to go back to Egypt. We don't want any more of this and so forth. You know, why did you bring us out here to kill us and all that? But their blessing was just right around the corner. Was just right around the corner. And the things that God will do for you. How he begins to change things and begins to rewrite things and bring them into place that he already did. It's not going to be by your own strength. Zechariah will tell you that. In Zechariah chapter 4 and verse 6, it's not by might, it's not by power, but by the Spirit of the living God. Amen?
Amen.
God is the one that can make things great in your life. Amen? And I want you to consider this story. In the book of Genesis chapter 11, there were people on earth at that time, and they thought to do something great for themselves. Some of you might know the story. They said, well, you know, let's get together and build us a tower and make us a name, you know, to reach to the heavens and do all these things and so forth. You know, they wanted to be great. You know, they wanted to establish themselves. They wanted, you know, it's that same spirit. You know, I will, you know, I will be like the Most High. I will set up shop. I will go to the sides of the north. I will do all of these things and so forth. They wanted to do the same thing, you know, but God wouldn't let them do it. Amen?
Amen,
amen, folks? God would not let them do it. That's the story of the Tower of Babel. If you don't know that story, you can read it in Genesis 11. But I want to tell you what God turned around in the next chapter, in Genesis chapter 12. In Genesis chapter 12, now, of course, in Genesis 11, you know, he didn't let them do it. He scattered them and, you know, tore that tower down, you know, and so forth, you know, and confused their language and all that, you know. But in Genesis chapter 12, listen to this. Now, the Lord had said unto Abraham, get thee out of the country, you know, and from thy kindred and from thy father's house into a land that I will show thee. But now listen to verse 2. Now this is God's own kind of greatness. And I will make of thee a great nation. And I will bless thee and make thy name great. You know, this is not something, this is, you know, the people in chapter 11, they wanted to make their own name great. They said, let us make our name great. Let us build this tower to heaven. God said, you're not going to do it. But then God turned around and found one man. I said, I will make your name to be great.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I, and only I. Hallelujah. Now, I want to tell you something, folks. There is nothing upon the face of this earth that will be great except by the Lord. You know, the Lord is the only one that can impute greatness. And when he made Abraham great till this day, can you remember, folks, that Abraham has this to his name, that out of his seed shall all nations be blessed. Till this day. Which seed is Christ? Amen. Praise God. You know, and God said, I will make you great. And I will make you a blessing. And I will bless those that bless you. And I will curse those that curse you. Folks, you don't ever need to curse anybody. Hallelujah. But the Bible says, pray for your enemies. You know, that all that stuff they did in the Old Testament, that was there. This is now, folks. Now, you pray for your enemies. And not just because you want to put coals of fire, you really pray for your enemies. Hallelujah. You know, Jesus, he did it. Stephen, he did it. When they were stoning him to death, he said, Lord, forgive them, for they don't know what they do. This is what we do in the New Testament, folks. All that stuff, call fire down your enemies and all these things. May them burn. May they not see this. And that's stuff they did in the Old Testament. This is the New Testament, folks. You don't need to worry about that. God will fight your battles. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. I don't have any enemies. Yeah, I don't know. People are always talking about enemies and so forth. I don't even know what they mean. I don't have any enemies. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, I just love the Lord. And the Lord is good to me. Amen. When I was a kid in high school and so forth, you know, we used to sing this song that says, virtue will defend you, you know, that you don't even need to do anything. He who is noble, you know, kind in thought and action, needs not a weapon, needs no man to guard him. Virtue will defend him. You know, and I used to sing that song. I didn't even know anything. I wasn't even a believer then or anything. I said, you know, he who is noble, kind in thought and action, faithful to duty, pure and simple hearted, needs not a weapon, needs no man to guard him. Virtue defends him. He said, you know, you don't even need any man to do anything. Virtue will defend you. And that's, you know, and then when I came to know the Lord, I said, my goodness. You know, if just walking righteously and so forth like that, you know, you can get all of that blessing. What about if you dwell in the secret place of the Most High? You know, if you dwell, you know, nothing can by any means harm you. Praise ye the name of the Lord. So don't you worry about that. You know, you just believe in the name of the Lord. Now, I want you to stand to your feet this morning. And I am going to proclaim the word of the Lord unto us. The Bible says that the things that start out small, God is able to turn them around. Hallelujah. God is able to take something that is little. A little one shall become a thousand. A small one shall become a great nation. A mustard seed shall become the greatest of all trees. Only in the hands of the Lord. What is sown in weakness, he can turn it around and make it the greatest. Hallelujah. When Jesus came little as a child, despised and rejected of men, but chosen by God. Hallelujah. When you look at things that look like they are not going anywhere, and things that look like they are not going your way, you put it in the hands of the Lord. Because in the hands of the Master, a little can become great. Amen. God will take, he can take a little thing, you know, just like two loaves and five fishes or whatever, and he can turn it around to feed thousands. Once it gets to the hands of the Master, it's a different story. Amen. Hallelujah. And God is fixing to change your story here this morning. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And if you say, well, I have struggled with this thing, you know, and this little, and it seems like it's a little, you know, and so forth like that. Well, let me tell you something, folks. Except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain that are building it. And some people think that, look, it's because you work three jobs and kill yourself. That's just killing yourself, you know. Amen. Now, I'm not making light of anybody's situation, but God will also give you rest. Amen. For so he giveth his beloved sleep. It is vain for you to wake up early, stay up late, only to eat the bread of affliction, and to earn this money and put it in the bag of holes. You know, because you don't put the Lord first. So all those three jobs, all you do is use it to pay for problems. Hello? But you put the Lord first. Amen. Hallelujah. When you put the Lord first, and he can take a little and make it into a lot. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now some people think that, you know, the 1 hour or 2 hours they're going to spend in church, that's the one that's going to make them not to prosper. So they say, well, you know, I'm looking for a job, you know, I can't come to church and so forth like that. Well, you know, I tell you what, if you are looking for a job, that's when you should come to church. Praise ye the name of the Lord. You know, it's kind of like people rushing out in the morning in their house and say, I don't have time to pray. You know, because, you know, well, that's exactly when you need to pray. Because if you don't take that 1 minute to pray, you don't know what the Lord, you know, may prevent you from if you do take that 1 minute to pray. Amen. I believe that all accidents and all these evil things that happen to sometimes children of God can always be prevented. Amen. Amen, folks. If you commit your ways unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to pray with some of you here this morning. If you say, I want the Lord to take my story. I want the Lord to take the briar trees and give them, turn them into myrtle trees. Amen. I want the Lord to take the thorns away and turn it into figs. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I tell you something, folks. When you're looking at the roses, they come with thorns too. Any rose, you know, when you buy the roses in the stores, they've already trimmed out the thorns. And so it looks so pretty and so forth. But in the bush, you know, it's the roses grow in the midst of thorns. But some people only see the thorns. Others will see the roses. Well, I choose to see the roses. Amen. Praise God. Now, what will you see? You know, the thorns and on so forth. But it doesn't even matter. Today, if you will turn it over to the Lord, God's going to remove those thorns. Hallelujah. And God's going to make the people that are in front of you and people that are around you, they are going to collaborate your success. And they will begin to clap. They begin to clap your hands and, you know, line up so that you can pass. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now, that's what that scripture in Isaiah means, you know. That means everywhere you go, the favor of God will be with you. Praise God. Now, I'm going to pray for you. If you want me to pray over you and let this word begin to take place in your life, you step forward here and let me pray over you and believe God with you in Jesus' name. Now, there's a different anointing for every service. So, you say, well, you know, I don't know about that. They prayed for me before. Well, yeah, but, you know, you believe God today. and you step in and let's see God change your story. God has put people in place to clap their hands for you already. He already knows what he's doing. He said, I have prepared a widow woman there to sustain you. Elijah didn't know anything about it. The widow woman herself didn't even know about it. But God already prepared. God already put people in place. Hallelujah. And I want to tell my daughter who's moving to California, God has already put people in place to clap their hands for you. Amen. God's already, they may not know it yet, but God's already done it. You know, hallelujah. You just believe the Lord and humble yourself before the Lord and see what the Lord is going to do. Raise up your hands, those of you who are here, and let's believe the Lord together. Father, we love you, Lord, because you first loved us. And we are not even worthy of the word of God. But you made us worthy by the blood of Jesus Christ. And you have given us these precious and great promises, so that through this we might become partakers of the divine nature. And one promise that you have given us today, Lord, is that you can take small things and make them great. You can take something that is sown in weakness and make it to be raised in power. Hallelujah. And you can take a little and make it become a thousand. You can take a small one and make it a great nation. You can take things that are sown in dishonor, that doesn't look good at first, and make it into great honor. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Now for all the people here, those of you who are looking for work, or you are doing a job right now that is dishonorable, you know, God's going to change it into honor. Amen.
Amen,
amen, folks.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Or if you are doing something right now that is not looking so right, God's going to turn it around and make it great. Amen.
Amen.
Because the Lord is able to do that. And the power is in his hands. All power in heaven and on earth is given unto me. Father, Lord, move upon your people. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, the word of God which has gone forth this morning shall not return void. It shall accomplish the purpose of God in your lives. And God will watch over it to accomplish the thing whereunto it is sent. And it is sent to bring you to the desired haven. Amen. The word of God will go forth and he will make the crooked places straight in your life.
Hallelujah.
Lord, I declare and decree in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Your word is a hammer. Let it break down every barrier that is in front of the people in Jesus' mighty name.
Hallelujah.
Make straight the crooked places, Lord. Smoothing out the rough places. Hallelujah. Father, this morning we have cast out a highway for the people of God to believe. We have made a way for the people of God to return this morning, Lord. Now, Lord Jesus, watch over your word in Jesus' mighty name. And fulfill it in their lives. Fulfill it in their hearts, O God. As they turn it over to you, no matter what it is, no matter how little it is at first, folks, turn it over to the Lord. Turn it over to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
A small beginning, but greater endings, saith the Lord. That which you think is little, in the eyes of the Lord it is much. Because the Lord's ways are not your ways. In fact, the things which are greatly esteemed among men, they are an abomination unto God. That's what he says in Luke chapter 16. So when people look at things, they say, oh, this is, that means nothing to God. But the things which are despised, the things which are nothing, those are the things which God make great.
Hallelujah.
So all the little things in your life, which you yourself may have despised, who has despised this day of small things, the Bible says, these be the eyes of the Lord. The things that you have despised in your life, or that people have despised, or where people have said, you can't do it, you can't amount to much. Well, I tell you what, that's what they said, not what God said. Amen?
Amen.
God says that you will be the head and not the tail.
Amen.
When Jesus says yes,
nobody can
say no.
Yes.
And Jesus says yes for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus said, turn it over unto me. Hallelujah. And watch it grow in my hands, saith the Lord. Praise God. The mind of the Lord is not our mind. His ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. And he has a way that is higher than our ways to bring these things to pass. And he's got, you know, angels on assignment on your behalf. Amen.
Amen.
Praise ye the name of the Lord. Give the Lord a hand clap here this morning. Come on, folks. Give the Lord a big hand clap here this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I want you to begin to praise the name of the Lord. Those of you who are out here, you know, the Lord says, well, you know, let the people praise me. They don't praise the Lord enough. You know, sometimes the Lord does something for you, but you don't praise the Lord because you think, well, that's not really what I wanted. Well, you praise the Lord. You praise the Lord here this morning. Amen. Can I get some people to shout the praise of the Lord here this morning? Praise the name of the Lord. 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 And the Lord says, he that is faithful in little, he also will be faithful in much. But when the Lord gave you little and you don't praise him, even that little which you seem to have, the Bible says might be taken, so you better be careful now. You know, let's give the Lord the praise. Even when we think it's little. Even when you say, well, you know, just give the Lord the praise. Amen. Give the Lord the praise. Because the Lord, he knows what he is doing. You know, and sometimes the Lord, he will test you with the little to see if you will be faithful. Because how can God commit into your hands the great riches if you have been unfaithful in the little? You know, so God will test you. You know, and if you are going through that right now, perhaps the Lord is testing you. So be strong in the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Be not discouraged. Amen. Because the Lord is good. God is on your side. And he wants you to succeed. And we are on your side. We are in your corner. And the Lord is going to be a great blessing in your life. Amen. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap again. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, the Lord make his word to be steadfast in your heart. This word of the Lord that has been spoken this morning, even though just a few words, you take it in your heart and believe. And see how the Lord will turn your situation around. See how he will turn your story around. And see how he will open the way before you. As thou goest, saith the Lord, thy way shall be opened up before thee, step by step. Amen. He'll not open up the way all at once. In fact, he said, I will not drive up all the inhabitants of the land all at once, lest the place become desert and filled up with, you know, things that you don't want. So God will make you go through step by step. You've got to believe. When it is time for you to take the next step, believe. Hallelujah. And when you come up against the Red Sea, believe. And the Lord, he has those winds, and they can part the waves and make the waters to stand up on a heap on either side. And you go through a dry land. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap again. Thank you, Jesus. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Amen. Praise God.